Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the line. Man, there's no greater broadcast. They say Spanish broadcast. He's great as an English broadcaster, too. We love him. He's a part of our family here at WIP. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Rick.
Buenos dias, Senor Cataldi.
All right, Rick, there's a lot of ground to cover here, but I want to start with the challenges of doing play-by-play. When a man is running down the field, unmolested, no one near him, and he trips and falls. What was that play like for you?
Oh, it was amazing, because I really did think that Daniel Jones was going to waltz in. But you could start to tell that he was running out of gas at about the 30-yard line, and he didn't make it past, I don't know how far he got it now in retrospect, but he ran out of gas. He fell. Now, the thing would have been to hold them out of the end zone. They scored a touchdown anyway. But it just goes to show you how bad the New York Giants are when they have two great opportunities to steal that game in Philadelphia. First, the turf monster tackles their quarterback, and then the tight end Ingram just lets the ball go right through his hands. Because he makes that catch, the game is over. We're not having this little celebration here this week.
All right, Ricky, I want to do something weird here because you know how much I love your calls in Spanish. I know no Spanish whatsoever, but I still enjoy your calls. Right. I have a Spanish call. I have your call, but I also have the call from ESPN Deportes. Right? I think that's what it is. The guy, it's Fox.
It was Fox.
It's Adrian Garcia Marquez.
Right.
Unlike yourself, he's going with the three names. All right? I think two is sufficient. But anyway, here's his call. Tell me, be honest with me, how good is this call of the Daniel Jones play? Let's listen.
La verdad que un gran juego. Va por tierra otra vez, pero el engaño es con Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones se quiere ir. Se puede ir. Y se fue. No. El balón se cayó, se tropezó, vio la zona festiva y estaba celebrando.
What's se cayó? What's se cayó, Ricky?
Se cayó means he fell down. But the mistake he made is there. He said se fue, which se fue means he's gone. He's scored. He basically, announced the touchdown before the guy had crossed the goal line.
That is a big mistake, right? Yeah. That is the test. Kids out there, don't anticipate anything, right, Ricky? That's the key
thing. Absolutely.
Now listen.
Wait for the ball to go over the fence before you call it a home run.
All right. Now listen to the master, also in Spanish, doing it for the Eagles Spanish Network, Ricky Ricardo.
Jones se queda con el balón camino abierto. Daniel Jones por el lado derecho. Daniel Jones, 50, 40, 30, 20. Y Jones tropieza el solito. No lo creo. Oh, Daniel Jones tropezó él solo. Tenía el touchdown abierto y él mismo tropezó solo. Nadie lo tocó. Se cayó en la 8. No había ni un águila ni a 5 yardas de Daniel Jones.
Ricky, what's solito?
Solito means he was all by himself.
Oh.
He was 5 yards in front of everyone else, and then he just tripped over his own feet. I can't believe it. This guy had a touchdown right in front of him, and he tripped over his own feet and went down at the 8. That's basically
Ricky, I don't know a word of Spanish. You kicked that guy's ass too, Marquez. You're the best there is. Is it safe to say, in Spanish sports broadcasting, Ricky Ricardo is unparalleled as the finest in America.
Solito.
I am the Angelo Cataldi of Spanish play-by-play guy. That one, that
you're that old, Ricky?
You're that old. Wow, you're done. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the NFCs right now, Ricky. What do you? Is this the lowest of the low we've ever seen in this division?
I've never seen it this bad, but I tell you what, there's no better result for the Dallas Cowboys than to have this blowhard Mike McCarthy just go in there and completely fall on his face. And can you imagine being inside the Jerry Jones war room today? What is he thinking? He's got to fire somebody. One of the coordinators has to go. Maybe the defensive coordinator. This team just gets 20 points put on it, you know, before they even know what's going on here each and every week. So somebody's going to get blown out of there today. But it is a pleasure to watch the Dallas Cowboys implode before our very eyes. And this Mike McCarthy was going to be the savior. I remember sitting down with Jerry Jones at some restaurant, and they were all, you know, the gluttony and the food, the drinks. And to watch this team just explode before our very eyes, it doesn't come any better than it.
No, but there's a mano-a-mano thing going on I got to get your take on, because McCarthy was very upset. Dalton gets cheap shotted. Bad. Bostic. I mean, he blows him up. He's defenseless on the ground. He smashes him in the head. The helmet goes flying. And McCarthy, nobody lifts a finger. No one on the Cowboys does anything in retaliation. And the coach was not happy after the game. Listen to McCarthy.
Definitely, you know, I mean, a hit that caused a disqualification. But, yeah, well, I mean, we speak all the time about playing for one another, you know, protecting one another. Definitely it was probably not the response that you would expect.
When you say not the proper response, is that something you addressed
out
your team?
I've answered the question. Can we go on to the next question, please?
Wow. Ricky, they're coming apart at the seams, aren't they?
It's a mutiny, complete mutiny. Last week, several players came out and said that the coaches didn't know what they were doing. How about that?
Yeah.
So this is completely falling apart. The Eagles have put the nail in their coffin on Sunday night.
All right. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
What if they don't? No, Ricky, there's actually more pressure now because you see the dysfunction with the Cowboys. The Eagles have to win that game rather handily, actually. You just saw what Washington did to them. They have to play a good game against the Cowboys, don't they?
I think they're a 7.5-point favorite.
That's correct. Yes.
That puts extra pressure on them. Look, this is going to be one of those things from week to week. You throw it up against the wall and see what sticks, because there's no stability in this division whatsoever. Like I said, Evan Engram makes that catch for the Giants. We're not talking about a first-place Philadelphia Eagles team this morning. But I do think that Sunday night, Collinsworth last, did you hear Collinsworth last night?
No.
Because this is my favorite rivalry. I wonder if with the limited fans, if they're going to have the group of people that sit right below my booth that just heckle me all night long. So Philly fans are in Collinsworth's head already. It'll be a fun night.
Let's make sure we get some fans over there to do that. All right, one other question about that game on Thursday night, Ricky. The pass to Scott that won the game.
Yep.
What'd you think of that play?
Oh, the beautiful play. Boston Scott. And Wentz put it where only Scott could make the catch. The back shoulder right in the corner of the end zone. And Boston Scott. Boston Scott in Spanish. It was a great play. Look, those nights, they're special. There was no chance with 4.5 minutes left that I thought the Eagles were going to pull that game out.
Yeah.
But once Engram dropped the ball, I started to believe. And Carson Wentz, here he comes again. He's a miracle worker towards the end of every game. Doesn't matter how big a hole you're in, you've got a shot if you've got Wentz on the field.
All right, Ricky, I got a quick baseball question I got to get in because you do the Yankee games. You know New York baseball as well as anybody. Last night, Bryce Harper sent out Instagram the photograph.
His wife did
of him having dinner in Vegas with JT Realmuto, keeping the heat on the Phillies to sign the best catcher in baseball. How active do you think the New York teams will be in bidding for Realmuto?
I can tell you, I don't think the Yankees have any interest whatsoever.
Wow.
The other side of the city in Queens, when you've got a guy, Steve Cohen, who's about to take over the ownership of that team, is going to be the richest man in baseball. The guy's worth $13 billion. That's the guy you need to keep your eye on, because he's going to have blank checks for free agents like Real Muto. And what better for the Mets? And I despise the Mets. But what better move for the Mets? A double whammy. Sign the best catcher. They don't have a catcher in Queens either. What better move would it be to sign Real Muto and take him away from a division rival? So I'm not worried about the Yankees. The Yankees have some payroll issues. They're going to keep money down, so they've got to sign DJ LeMahieu.
All right.
That's their focus. That's where the money's going to go in the Bronx. The guy I'm worried about is the super billionaire in Queens that's about to take over the team when they vote him in next month in November, when the owners vote him in. They're going to do it. They're going to approve him. He's going to want to make the big splash. He's going to want the double whammy to sign Real Muto and take him away from a division rival. That's the guy I'm worried about.
Well, that's worst case scenario, because then JT's in the division. But how does Middleton look at that point? Middleton's a billionaire. He's going to let this guy leave?
I tell you what, Cohen's going to overpay. That's everything I'm hearing is that is their target. The Mets are going to target Real Muto as soon as free agency begins. So John, got to get that checkbook ready to go. Although I know he lost $186 million, whatever the loss was. But moving forward, if he wants to keep JT Real Muto and not watch Sixto Sanchez become a 20-game winner down with the Miami Marlins, then he's going to have to bite the bullet.
But there's a problem. Harper is a public campaign. Aren't you alienating your $300 million right fielder?
Yeah, to a certain point. He really is caught between a rock and a hard place. There's going to be some difficult decisions, some big-time decisions on free agents this winter. This is not the year to be a free agent, unfortunately. But there's always one guy. There's always one guy somewhere that'll put out the big money, and that Steve Cohen, that's the guy for this year with the Mets. Look out for him.
Well, Ricky Ricardo has defended his title as the finest Spanish broadcaster in America, if not the finest in any language. You're the best, Ricardo.
Muchas gracias. El campeón.
See you later, Rick.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.